the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
So let's hear a little bit more about Amazon.ie. How significant is it that it has its own domain name now in Ireland? AJ Markler, tech correspondent with the Irish Independent. How significant is it?
Pretty significant, Matt. We've been waiting for years for this to happen. It basically means for sellers that they can go on and sell stuff in Ireland on the Amazon marketplace without incurring the kind of customs duties that you'd often find from the UK. Also, you can buy things now like power banks, different type of products. I was talking to one guy today who sells protein powder. He couldn't sell it from the UK into Ireland. He can now sell it in Ireland. So basically, at the moment, if you use Amazon in Ireland, mostly you're using amazon.co.uk. Like if you're a Prime member and you're paying your €11 per month, you for your delivery and your free stuff like your movies online, it's to .co.uk. So they've launched in Ireland with Amazon.ie and it's €7 per month instead of €11 per month.
Is that a surprise that the price is cheaper?
It was to me at first until I started looking at the small print and what you're missing out on. And there's quite a bit that you're missing out on. So the big thing is you probably won't find as many products that ship under Prime to get that free Prime delivery on .ie as you will on .co.uk. I'm open to correction there, but a basic perusal seems to me that you don't get as many. Secondly, there are things that you get with .co.uk, so that's the one that we currently have at the moment. It's the more expensive one that you won't get with .ie. For example, you can do a family sharing, a family membership with your Prime account at the moment on Amazon.co.uk. You can't do that with Amazon.ie, so you would need to take out a second Amazon.ie Prime subscription if you wanted to do that in the family. That's one thing. You won't be able to do things like get Prime Reading, which is a niche service, but you know it starts to add up. So you got to weigh up the pros and the cons. From people I've been talking to, most of them are going to wait and see. They're going to stay with their .co.uk and see what develops on the .ie.
Is it not an automatic conversion if you're living in Ireland from .co.uk over to .ie?
No, you actually have to change your subscription. So what happens is if you visit the Amazon.co.uk website or you open your Amazon app, you should get a pop-up which says, it looks like you're visiting from Ireland. Do you want to change to .ie? Now, if you change, in other words, you have to change your subscription to .ie. So you have to go in and change the country of your subscription from Amazon.co.uk to Amazon.ie. When you do that, they will give you money back. They'll send you a refund for the difference in the price between your current Prime subscription, which is €11 to Amazon.co.uk, and €7, which is the new cheaper subscription to Amazon.ie. The question is it worth it? Is it worth the €4 you'll be saving? And I'm not sure if it is yet.
Okay, and you could explain a little bit what Amazon Reading or Prime Reading is that is not going to be covered by Amazon.ie.
Yeah, it's basically, it's a similar thing to kind of a little bit like Kindle in a way. It's like a subscription read where you can get access to novels, biographies, lots of different stuff. And it's like a Netflix, if you like, subscription to reading. Now, some people use it. I'm not sure how many people do. I don't, and I subscribe to most of this stuff. But it for people who use it, that there's no way that you should change to .ie if you use that feature.
What about things like Audible and Kindle?
Not included, which is interesting. Now, to be fair, Audible and Kindle are kind of standalone products anyway, and they weren't ever really included in your Prime membership here. So the €11 you currently pay for Amazon.co.uk doesn't include Audible, doesn't include Kindle. And there are other things that aren't included as well. Like I have a subscription to Blink, which is a security camera system, an online system that's also owned by Amazon. That's not included. Amazon Ring, you know, the smart doorbell thing that a lot of people now have, that's not included. Although there is a Euro subscription, Euro price subscription for that. So I won't say it's a mess, but it's very, very itty-bitty and a lot of the things don't really join up, even though your Amazon login tends to be the same for all the services, your email and your password.
Okay, I do have another guest I want to bring in a moment, but I just want to stay with you, Adrian, for the second. Why do you think it is that, given that this was told it would happen over a year ago, given that they have the warehousing in Ireland for a couple of years at this stage, have they given an explanation as to why Amazon.ie is not full service like other websites?
Yeah, I spoke to the country head and she was saying that, look, we wanted to make it a bit cheaper to get people on board initially. So those other things that we talk about, like, you know, Prime Reading, like family sharing, they come with a cost and that's built into the structure. So that was a way for them to get it down from €11 to €7 per month. And they still say it's a good deal because you do get your movies with that, for example. You also get your unlimited online photo storage, which is actually something that's one of the reasons I subscribe to it, because it's the only service where you can get unlimited online storage for all your photos from all of your devices. But they've just done the sums and they said, no, look, we want to have a cheaper price. We think people will be willing to sacrifice those issues and let's see where we go.
Now, what about Brands of Ireland, Paige? Tell us about this before I bring in Gene McCabe.
Yeah, so Amazon are trying to big up this idea that, you know, they're going to really push Irish brands on this. They've got a page today showing sort of some Irish brands, a few that I've never heard of, I have to say, but also brands like Bewley's. And they hope that other Irish resellers will see this and go, oh yeah, this is a natural place for me as an Irish company to put my brand up. I have to say that I think there are fairly few of them. I'm not quite sure what they've been doing for the last month, if all they've managed to get is Bewley's and a few others. But I might be being a little bit too negative there. They say they have to walk before they run, but there doesn't seem to be a huge amount up there.
Okay, Gene McCabe, Chief Executive of Retail Excellence Ireland. How do your members feel about Amazon now having an Irish website? Is this going to accelerate the trend by which people buy to have things delivered at home rather than going into shops?
So Amazon have been trading here for quite a long time and Irish retailers have been competing with them for decades at this stage, while Amazon.ie's arrival is, you know, it's going to offer probably greater convenience. Irish retailers are able to provide something that an algorithm can't, and that's around service and product creation and that one-to-one people connection. So I think the battle remains the same. You know, it's about getting out, supporting bricks and mortar stores, and retailers are certainly up for the challenge and have been for a long time.
Might it be more intense though now, given that they have the local thing? I mean, yes, obviously, lots of people have Amazon accounts as is, but they seem to think that with a cheaper service, they'll get more people on board.
And that's the challenge of retail, but Irish retailers have been quite resilient and agile, and nobody knows their customer better than the owner standing behind their store counter. And I think, you know, what's important to note is people don't walk into a store just to buy a product. They walk into a store for the service. And while Amazon might sell products, you could argue is it a great service in the sense of fast delivery, but some customers want more than just that. And they're looking for advice, they're looking for direction, they're looking for product creation. And USP of Irish retailers is exactly that.
And what do you make then of Irish companies having a platform to sell that they might not have had previously?
So what the reality is using Amazon's marketplace is it's actually unviable for a lot of retailers. So that's why you're not seeing so many product options on the website. Amazon marketplace takes such a high commission rate that only retailers that have very high margin products and that can sell a very large volume can use or will make money on the platform. So the economics for a lot of small businesses and a lot of businesses in Ireland just wouldn't work on the Amazon platform. It has to be high margin, high volume for the economics to work.
What do you make of that, Adrian Meckler?
Yeah, I think it's a very fair point. I mean, Amazon typically charges, they'll charge you a 15% commission plus fees on top of that, depending on the level of services you want. Now, what they say is in exchange for that, you're getting an end-to-end service in the sense that all you have to do is ship them your product, like in a big box, and they literally take it out, wrap it up, send it off to wherever it has to go. They'll take care of all the logistics and all the fulfillment. So they say that it works out for some some resellers as a good deal, obviously not for others. But it's a very fair criticism, and if you're operating on a fairly slim margin to begin with, as Jean is talking about, referring to, then I could see how the economics, it might make it difficult to stack up. It suits some companies, you know, that work from some warehouse and just send out products in boxes, much more than shops, say, that have product, have inventory, but also have a service business, a front of house to also service.
Jean McCabe, any concerns that in the effort to entice people to use Amazon.ie, that they might perhaps encourage the vendors on the sites to sell at cheaper prices, bring the prices down even further to undercut you?
And that is, look, that is the challenge, and that's retail in general, though. You can look across any website and, you know, retailers are very, very competitive in their pricing structure. I think what's important to note here is that, you know, for consumers, when they're thinking about where they shop, every time they choose where to spend their money, they're voting what kind of community they want to live in. So I think the message here needs to be, okay, Amazon exists, Amazon.ie exists, and it is a challenge for retailers. But we're, Irish retailers are well able to compete. We can compete on price, we can compete on product, and where Amazon can't compete, we can really compete on a really personal service. So I look at, if you value having shops in your high street, those shops need your support now, and people need to be mindful of that before they click on Amazon.ie.
And just to finish with you, Adrian Markler, has Amazon ever given information as to how many customers it actually has in Ireland at present, and as to how many it thinks it can get by opening a dedicated .ie website?
No, very vague, Matt. And I asked the question again today, and they say they don't. They have this formulaic answer. They don't break out Ireland in as a region. My understanding is that the number of prime customers here is in the hundreds of thousands. That's, you know, quite a lot. There are quite a few people in Ireland who are subscribed to Prime on Amazon.co.uk. It may even be more than that. So this affects an awful lot of people, in the sense that an awful lot of people in Ireland shop on Amazon, the same way as an awful lot of people watch Netflix and an awful lot of people use other online services. But the specific figures, no, they don't break those down.
Thank you, Adrian Wackler, tech correspondent with the Irish Independent. Jean McCabe, Chief Executive of Retail Excellence.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.